This is the VOA Special English Education Report. A few years ago, a university researcher was having problems with an experiment that involved medical imaging. His advisor and his friends had no solutions. The researcher was Iyad Marish at Harvard in Massachusetts.
I was so frustrated. I said, you know, there has to be something online where I go, where people can, you know, present themselves as a scientist, where they put the information about their research, publications, and you can search for it.
The solution was to start a scientific network to connect researchers and share information. ResearchGate is similar to another social network developed at Harvard, Facebook. But Mr. Modish says the purpose of his site is to make scientists more productive.
My goal to win the Nobel Prize. And I really believe in that. Like, if we think that ResearchGate will accelerate research in all the different fields, it will change the speed of science significantly in the future. So I definitely believe that ResearchGate could win the Nobel Prize for that one day.
Investors liked the idea, including a former Facebook executive and the same investment group that put money into Twitter. So far, 900,000 people have signed up as members of ResearchGate.
Logging in.
One of those users is Caroline Moore Coakless at Boston University. Her profile page shows her picture and her specialty, neuroscience. It also lists her doctoral advisor and the work she has published. She can follow other researchers and click onto group pages that discuss different subjects.
Let's see what's going on in the computational neuroscience group today.
She also uses Facebook, but says people almost never discuss science there. She says on ResearchGate, she can ask questions and learn about what other researchers are working on before they publish their results. She can also learn about recently published science.
The scientific literature is so huge at this point that it's really impossible to get through, you know, everything in your topic area. People really rely on hearing it from other people.
ResearchGate developer Iyad Marish says he knows his site will only prove valuable if scientists use it to help each other. But not every user is pleased with it. Kim Bertrand at the Harvard School of Public Health is an epidemiologist, someone who studies the spread and control of diseases. Ms. Bertrand says she finds more value in her own offline network of researchers and advisors than in this online network.
Sometimes I get these emails that are like, "Dear sirs, I'm writing a dissertation on public health. Any suggestions, please advise." I don't need that.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. Do you use a social network for work or just for fun? Post your comments on the VOA Learning English page on Facebook or at voaspecialenglish.com. There you can also download program transcripts and MP3s and get podcasts. I'm Steve Ember.